Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Any thoughts of defending its Big Ten regular season title went down the drain Monday as Terry Moore's 12th-ranked Hoosiers upset at Illinois 86-66. This one got away early in the second quarter. The Illini outscored IU 26-11. They led by as many as 18, settled in half, leaders 44-28, and only once did Indiana get it to single digits in the second half. The 86 points, the most surrendered this year in the Big Ten. The Hoosiers only 6 of 20 from behind the line. They gave up 42 points in the paint, 16 points off of 14 turnovers, and got outscored 20-8 at the free throw line. That'll get you beat 20 points. The Illini led in this one Monday for over 34 minutes. Mackenzie Holmes with 24, Yarden Garzone 17 points and 8 rebounds. Caitlin Clark in Iowa, Thursday at 8 o'clock, a sellout, a whiteout too. The women's supposed to wear those God-fearing ugly unis. That's real smart planning, isn't it, for a whiteout? Maybe that'll change between now and Thursday night, 8 o'clock on Peacock. High school hoops tonight, the Panthers home to Purdue Polytech. J.R. Holmes and Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Jason Spears, North Cougars rode the hot shooting of Connor Gwynn and Jalen Williams in the opening half. Those two with 25, including 5 threes. North outscoring Columbus North 25-6 in the second period. Breaking open a close game, went on to post a 77-59 victory Monday night, finally climbing to the 500 mark at 11-11 with its third win in a row.
Again, like you said, we were down one or two there. I would say we were trading buckets. So obviously we scored some points, but we also got some transition buckets going as well. So I think that was the difference. We were able to string a few stops together there, get a little bit of a run. And then as you're kind of playing the defense the way that we are, which is pretty good. 3-point shots are a little bit harder to make, I think, for the opposing team. And then we did a good job of cleaning up the glass.
Plenty of the O and the D Monday night. On the night, O'Gwynn finished with 26. Williams and Luke Lindemann each with 16. Meanwhile, on Seniors Night on the Holmes Court, Vince Mudadir's right baseline jumper, his time expired, lifted the Panthers to a 56-54 win over Evansville Central, pushing South to 13-9 on the air. Panthers on the airwaves tonight, 7 o'clock Chalk Talk with JR against Purdue Polytech. Tip-off at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCL.com.